Some ideas are just so big.
Uh-huh.
They are almost useless in everyday practice.
Okay.
Like picture religion, for example. If you're not born into a religious, environment.
Environment, sure.
Then finding religion and spirituality is...
Yeah, is?
Well, it's a very daunting task.
Seems right.
But I speak here not of religion or spirituality.
Well.
I speak of something bigger.
There is an idea of a show. A working concept. A finished product. This is the beginning. Perhaps of something great. But until we reach that goal, this is
simply
a big, bogus podcast.
Blasphemy.
Yep. Yep, I sure did. I sure did start this episode with a little blasphemy. I didn't.
Uh-huh.
I didn't mean to, but.
You didn't mean to, but. But you did.
Yeah, in a way. I mean, there was only one way to start this episode, and that was by, you know, setting the stage for what is to come. And unfortunately, I had to say things in a way that seemed a little blasphemous. We'll get around to it, though.
Can't wait.
Me, I am Mighty Blackfoot. He is my conscience.
What a thrill.
And you do have your work cut out for you today.
How nice.
Yeah. This, of course, is Big Bogus Podcast, season 14, episode 10.
A bonus episode.
First quarter of 2024 still. No guests today. And, you know, today's theme is about lifestyle. The term lifestyle is widely available.
Lifestyle.
In description and in use.
More so than religion?
Funny, therefore, how...
More so than spirituality?
Perhaps 100%.
Wow, that is the big number.
100% of the occurrences in which the term lifestyle happens to be used...
Uh-huh, verbosity, go on.
Sees the term so vague in use that... The people or companies using the term seem to have absolutely no idea what the term truly means.
Okay.
As such, we
speak for yourself.
Have an understanding of the term lifestyle in so much as we have an understanding of the term... Well, actually of the terms life and style. Ask anyone, define life.
That is quite the question.
And then ask anyone, define style. You're going to have to find a real specialist.
Perhaps.
To be able to get a straightforward, coherent, concise, sensible answer.
Therefore?
I mean, who among us knows that a lifestyle is a system of functional, harmonious resources within which there is deliberate consumption, conservation, and construction? Toward expressing individual identity and values.
Okay.
I mean who? Ask anyone, what is the definition of life? What is the definition of style? What is the definition of lifestyle?
You seem troubled.
And I am. I really am. Just a little bit. Because so many people and so many companies throw around this idea of lifestyle, and I've never once seen anyone or any company be able to express just what the fuck a lifestyle means in a succinct way that just anyone can comprehend. It's always a catchphrase. Oh, I'm living a Lamborghini lifestyle, man, because I'm obsessed with Lamborghinis and I went out and bought one, or I'm dreaming of buying one. It's not a lifestyle.
Well, if you say so.
There are entire brands out there claiming to be lifestyle brands, and I mean...
Careful now.
All right, fine. Let's just say calling yourself a lifestyle brand does not a lifestyle brand make you.
Fair enough. How so?
Well, let me pose this question. What is the most prevalent idea of lifestyle?
Are you asking me?
Well, kind of, sort of, but not really. Okay, The most prevalent ideas of lifestyle are luxury lifestyle, consumer lifestyle, alternative lifestyle.
Celebrity.
All of these terms mean absolutely fucking nothing because they do not encompass an idea of a lifestyle that benefits anyone in question of what the fuck a lifestyle happens to be. If the term lifestyle is dually a universal term and a very personal term. And the question, what is a lifestyle, happens to be in existence, then the answer to that question has to be universal and, at once, very personal. Inherently, the answer must satisfy all cases of lifestyle, all occurrences of lifestyle.
Got it.
If there is such a thing as a luxury lifestyle, there inherently must also be an economy lifestyle and something in between, an aspirant lifestyle. People do things for different reasons. Some people do things for leisure, some for maintenance, and some for development. And these fundamental reasons are the foundations of any possible lifestyle. Most people are completely incognizant. Is this a word?
It happens to be.
All right. That. Most people are completely incognizant of the lifestyles they happen to be leading. Without a doubt. This is what I mean. It's possible to be stuck in a sort of lifestyle that is taking you to a certain result without your consent or even knowledge. Here is what I mean. Every lifestyle is based on a certain focus. A luxury lifestyle is based on leisure. An economy lifestyle is based on maintenance. And an aspirant lifestyle is based on development. Therefore, if you're living your day-to-day life without much focus on, you know, oh yeah, man, I'm living a lifestyle. You're just living. You're doing whatever you do, and your main focus is leisure. You're not trying to maintain anything. You're not trying to develop anything. You're just trying to have a good time. Just, you know, leisure. That is technically the foundation of a luxury lifestyle. However, you're going to be brought to a place in life where you run out of resources because, guess what? If you're not leading a true luxury lifestyle, you're not making sure you have the resources to sustain your life of leisure. Therefore, you're fucked. Eventually, somehow, some way, you'll be fucked.
Wow, okay.
Yes, and perhaps rightfully so, too. All right, here is the breakdown. There are three types of lifestyle. There is a luxury lifestyle, which is based on leisure. And there is an economy lifestyle, which is based on maintenance. And there is an aspirant lifestyle, which is based on development. Only three. These three lifestyles can be experienced or even mastered by any living creature.
Interesting.
Yes. Any living individual creature, based on his or her or its initiative, its resources, its life phase, or hers, or his, whatever. On a deeply personal level, those are the three lifestyles possible. However, just as those types of lifestyles can work for individuals, a lifestyle must also be able to work for groups of individuals, meaning a society can have a lifestyle that is based on leisure or maintenance or development as well. You see how that works?
Indeed.
That is not a Lamborghini lifestyle, man. I can't even fucking say it. A Lamborghini lifestyle is not a real thing. At all. Slapping the term lifestyle on whatever you're into doesn't make it a lifestyle. I tell you what.
What?
The people that work for Lamborghini and the people that own Lamborghini, they're not even living Lamborghini lifestyles. You know why?
Why?
It's because Lamborghini exists because a group of individuals have initiatives, resources, and phases.
Phases?
Yes, phases. A time frame for getting shit done. They do things based on a principle of leisure or maintenance or development, and that is that. They do things for the leisure, the maintenance, or the development of the company Lamborghini. Now, that does not make them... It doesn't make them a group of people living a Lamborghini lifestyle. They're just a group of people living either a fucking luxury lifestyle.
Okay, that tracks.
An economy lifestyle.
Okay.
Or an aspirin lifestyle.
Indeed.
While being completely focused on the company Lamborghini.
I see.
And these lifestyles are only true if their work dominates their lives. You see, what happens is, a lot of people, I'd even dare to say most people, don't lead true lifestyles because they lack the knowledge of how to structure a true lifestyle. The closest thing we're going to get to a real lifestyle in this life is, you know, wherever we work, because there has to be an organization to our work environment. So in a natural way, the only clear examples of real lifestyles are, you know, the lifestyles that babies live, because there's some structure to raising a baby. There's the lifestyle that royalty, you know, royal people live, because there has to be some structure to maintaining that royal lifestyle, you know? And there is a lifestyle that is lived by celebrities, some celebrities, high-tier celebrities, because there has to be a structure to maintaining that level of existence.
Okay.
Oh, prison too. Beyond that, most people are living life, doing whatever it takes to get by, and then they have a little sample of a lifestyle when they clock in and go to work, because there's organization there at their jobs. A lifestyle is a very dynamic thing. It evolves over time if you need it to, or it can stay the same, you know?
Okay.
A lifestyle is almost always goal-based. Therefore, whatever your initiatives are, your lifestyle has to support that. Or you don't have a lifestyle. You're just doing random things. So if you want to do things mainly for the purpose of leisure, that's your initiative in life, then you are probably going to enjoy a luxury lifestyle more than an economy lifestyle or an aspirin lifestyle.
Okay. Meaning?
Well, you need to organize the way you consume things and conserve things and construct things.
Okay.
If the things you consume and conserve and construct don't allow you to do things at your own leisure, then guess what? You don't have a luxury lifestyle. If they don't allow you to maintain the status quo of whatever you're doing, then guess what? No economy lifestyle for you. And if they don't allow you to develop in the way you wish, no aspirant lifestyle for you.
Interesting.
And that's okay. I mean, that's the downside of free will. We don't all know how to organize our lives properly. Most of us are at the whim of whatever society it is we live within. Meaning, if your society is going one way just to survive, guess who has to go that way as well? You. Because you haven't organized your life so that you can do things at your leisure, or so that you can maintain whatever it is you have going on, or so that you can develop to, you know, do something else.
Sure.
That is beneficial to you. What I'm saying is that in the absence of a lifestyle, you must absolutely must submit to the organization. My bad. I apologize. Anyway, in the absence of a true lifestyle, most people have to go where the resources happen to have already been organized for them. And this is always in the form of an organization or society. You go to work because you don't have to bother with organizing resources. They're already organized for you to do things and get things in return. Same with society. You don't have to go and form your own group of people. You just have to join one. Things already are organized for you.
Indeed.
Yep, organized for you to do work for someone else. No organization, no job, no school, no society is set up for the individual.
Oh.
Except the individual who owns such a thing.
You know, you've said a whole lot without saying a whole lot.
Well, you know, 15 minutes is perhaps too short a time. Anyway, a lifestyle must be deeply personal.
Okay.
While also being extremely universal.
Indeed.
That's why most of us are caught in someone else's lifestyle.
There is an idea of a show. a working concept, a finished product. This is the beginning, perhaps of something great. But until we reach that goal, this is
simply
a big, bogus podcast.
A lifestyle is a huge, huge, huge concept. Real talk though, do you think it's a coincidence that human beings love reading books and listening to stories and watching TV and going to the movies and all this horseshit? Going to concerts and listening to people tell stories in other forms? Do you think it's a coincidence? It is not. People love the idea of a lifestyle, but most of us just can't figure out how to get our own shits together. So, you know, we live vicariously through other people. That's how it goes.